Sorry, it's long. I was going to cut out the first half and just mention it. She said that made it so much better for her. So it's here. I tried to keep it brief, I didn't do a great job. Skip 2, Control plus F, sexy time if you want. At bar. Girls drink. Guys drink. Girls go up to get more drinks. They'd been chatting and kind of made one big group around a couple tables in the back of the bar. However it happened, when she got up to get her drink it was me and SB left at the table. SB is scumbag. She had left her purse there, and I didn't think anything of it. She had been talking with the group for a while now, our groups had sort of merged. It's about an hour and change, maybe close to an hour and 20, I'm getting ready to get out of here. I'm not drinking, for several reasons and, technically, at the time it was illegal for me to be at a bar. Any bar. Bad life choices. I had seen her sort of make out with a guy earlier who I knew wasn't her boyfriend and I kind of thought maybe? Still work in the am. Before she gets back SB reaches across the table to her purse, unzips it, and with two fingers in a chopstick motion slides some bills out of it. Not cool dude. Not cool. We go back and forth on the, put that shit back man. No way. Dude put it fucking back. No. You can put it back, or I'll tell her when she comes back. He gets a deer in headlights kind of look. I mean getting a drink can only take so long. So he goes for what he thought was the next best option. You got a problem with me? Well, yeah, I'm not going to be that guy. Put the money back or leave man. It's really that simple. He sort of stands up now in a kind of, you know, you've challenged my manhood kind of way. He was tall, sort of biggish, long reach. Not that it matters in a bar fight. I stand up with that righteous conviction like I know I'm morally slash ethically correct. There's a certain kind of feeling when you know it's the right thing to stand up for. Win or lose. His jacket slides off his shoulders and he rolls them forward as it drops. In the same motion he sort of brings his hands up. I immediately reach out and grab his neck. At this point the fight is actually over. He just doesn't realize it yet. The longest this goes is 90 seconds before he starts panicking for air, if I want. We don't get nearly that close. He swings once, sort of glancing connects, swings twice, connects a bit better, and I have the realization the plate in my jaw probably makes it way tougher. Still, mouth tight. That's a lesson you only need to learn once. Third swing, I pull my head back a bit, he misses, and now leans forward. I cock back and rock his shit. That kind of punch where someone's head goes back and then comes forward to meet the next one. I'm glad the second didn't connect so cleanly, he's already going down. Probably more trying to get out of my grip than a one-hitter quitter. And then you follow through, right? Tables are knocking over, chairs are flying, and I'm on top of him and get a good three or four more in. Or six? I had my arms flying just wailing him. I mean I want that decisive victory and there's maybe 15 seconds before the bouncer yokes me up from behind. I call him a fucking thief and immediately volunteer to get the fuck out of there. My buddies obviously are like oh shit commotion. Oh shit fight? Oh, yeah one of us? Not surprised. I leave, and a block or two away get a text saying, yo, where you at? I cautiously slow down my walk. No police. No flashing lights. Cool. Just a bar fight. My buddy did me the solid of letting her know that guy outside, you should probably go thank him. You know, chivalry and all that. Good looking out, my dude. We meet up a few blocks away where I was kind of trying not to look suspicious on a corner. John introduces me to Mary. She goes, that was pretty cool. Now, there's def a look on her face that's totally like yep, score one for me. John also suggests he got a jacuzzi if she wants to come home with him. I look at him like dude, this is my fucking ground ball. In hindsight I wouldn't trade the years I spent with her for it but finishing the night having a threesome in a hot tub probably could have went down. Great could have firmly landed into legendary. Sexy time. She lives down the block. I'm thinking nice. Work at 5 a.m. but you know, penis casts the overruling vote for common sense. We walk down the block. I give her ass a squeeze. She laughs, makes a comment about not actually being chivalrous. I tell her, honestly, that was the last series of events I wanted to happen. I'm not much of a fighter. She gives me a look that kind of says, right, but what else can you do? She's cute. Short, brunette. Fat ass. 120 pounds. The kind of chick you can pick up, wrap her legs around you, and bounce up and down. Pretty face. Wearing a skirt. This is exactly my kind of right here, right now girl. Turns out she was very much also exactly the right girl, but that's a story many years long. Lesson 3. We get to her house. Now I'm even kind of like, shit, opportunity is past? Man. I'm a fucking idiot. I'm also kind of like, what if future us? Then I'm like, hey, what if I don't now and never see her again? I'm a man to hedge bets. So, can I come in? I lean in for a kiss. She slightly pulls back and then leans in hard kissing back. The up on the tippy toes, your ass is firm right now, pushing her chest into me kiss. I feel her tongue. Man, that's a good kiss. I know I want more. She kisses my cheek. I wish but. I guess there was a good reason. Also, one fight is enough, don't need to run away from a dad tonight. Ah, it's cool. My heart is kind of racing though. Why did I not think this through better? I also went from adrenaline flowing to adrenaline flowing horny in a single block. I really fucking want this, now. I look left. There's a parking lot, a strip of grass, and no, dogs walk there. I'm pretty willing but not willing to accidentally lay in the wrong spot. There's a park, have to hop a fence, that's a bit too difficult. I already have done the work part. I mean the why is over, she's turned on. I'm turned on. We need the where and how. Want to go for a walk? I should have just added to find a place to fuck to the end of that. I'm fairly certain it was clearly implied. She says yes with a smile. Woot. Sorry, yes, a part of her totally didn't want the dude that stood up for her to also just be thinking about his dick 20 minutes later. Most of her was totally with it. To be fair, I get off getting you off. So thinking about my dick is thinking about making you come. A few houses later there's an intersection, we make a left. I'm like, man, and coming off my last relationship where I literally fucked on random streets, I'm having a hard time finding a suitable place to do this. Like, come on. Realistically, at 2 a.m., you could probably lay down on someone's lawn and fuck and not get noticed, but you'd have a hard time convincing her of that. Me, well, I'd be down. No shame here. There's one block, another block. I smoke a cigarette. She takes a few drags. We're stopping here and there and making out. Getting a bit hotter each time. She has her arms around my neck and I slowly drag my fingertips over her stomach as her top pulls up a bit. Around her waist. Her thigh. She's not wearing panties. She's deaf wet and she lightly moans as I start to run circles on her clit. She pulls herself up on my shoulders and kind of lets herself back down on my hand. Oh fuck, I hear in my ear. I'm kind of surprised I didn't end up bending her over the nearest car at the end of a driveway or something. Maybe the closest tree. I needed this. Now. Between the adrenaline and this kind of being some awesome weird fantasy-esque thing coming true, I'm so ready. I try to play it cool and make it another block or so to where the road ended and made a right. Well, it's not a wall but the chain link fence will do. We start making out again, and now she's rubbing my cock through my pants. I'm rock hard. Guys know when you have that kind of erection that you look down and think, fuck yeah, I love my cock, look at that. I'm probably just an average dude but I've seemed to get a nice chunk of compliments and even was the following act with another ex to a dude I know to be a monster and apparently held my own. Back when I used to measure, I came in between 6 and 7, depending on the mood, give or take a quarter inch. When I'm turned on though, even I get a bit surprised about how big my cock looks. I grab her hips and pull her closer. My hand is up the back of her shirt. Her skin is soft. Smooth. I kiss her face, jawline, under her ear. I give a soft bite and fuck, she smells good. I give a slightly harder bite and hear a higher pitched moan. I can't keep my hands off her either. I pull her bra down and feel her tits. Small and perky with big nipples. I can't keep my mouth off them and I push her up against the chain link fence. She's so small and light, or the fence was kind of shaky, but I remember thinking, oops, that was a little harder than I meant to. My belt's undone and her hands haven't left my cock. She says fuck me. The only response she needed was spinning her around on her hips and pulling that skirt up over her ass. It's such a nice ass. That kind with sharper curves at the top and kind of gently comes together at the bottom. I squeeze it and kiss it. It's a really nice ass and I give it a light bite too. I slap it and squeeze it hard. She pushes back into me and I feel how wet she is with one hand. I slide my fingers inside her deep. I kiss her ass again and go to bring my face toward her pussy. Her knee kind of buckled just then and I got a face full of pussy. Not that I minded, but I remember thinking weak knees may, at times, be a liability. My tongue is only there briefly. She's so wet. I feel it on my chin, on my cheeks. She tastes so good. I rub my cock with my hand and cover it in her juices. I can feel the pre-cum on it and really can't wait any longer. I stand up behind her and slap her ass again. She's so short. At first I need to kind of bend at the knee to get inside her. Man, it felt so tight. I hadn't felt a pussy like that in a long time. I grunt as I enter her. After I'm in, I stand back up a bit again and she kind of catches herself on the fence again. I guess the angle of it was hitting her right. I'm not sure I can call it starting out slow. Once I was inside her, I needed to fuck her. Hard. As I feel myself all the way inside her, I moan. This is too fucking good. I grab her hips and pull her back into me as I fuck her. Pushing into her as deep as I can. I can see her gripping the fence hard, uncomfortable with her fingers looped through the chain links. I run my hand up her back to her hair and pull lightly. Fuck, she likes it. I give her ass another slap. She's moaning on almost every thrust. I'm in the moment and it feels fucking perfect. Her pussy on my cock. Her hair in my hand. Moaning, grunting. Feeling her ass bounce off of me. Watching it. I move my hand to her shoulder, her neck. I pull her back into me harder and harder. Her head sort of drops forward and I can feel her body get weaker as she gets louder and louder as she comes on my cock. I notice her one hand, her knuckles look white gripping that fence. She kind of leans into it now. I get the sense she doesn't want to hold her body up as much anymore. I'm not done though, and this is all we got. I pick up her chest and her back arches toward me a bit. Readjust my angle and pull her back into me. We're close now. And we're kind of into the fence. It's so much louder than I thought it'd be. The rattling and shaking. I squeeze her tits and I know I'm getting close. I'd be fucking lying if I didn't say my ego wasn't riding high right now. Or it was just an accumulation of endorphins. There's not an inch of her body that doesn't feel great though. Between my fingers, in my hands, on my cock, against me. The angle changed too, felt deeper, or something. I'm not sure, it just was right. And I grunt and moan louder. As I'm going to come comes out between my teeth, I hear. Come in me, fuck, please. That's usually where I lose it. Maybe it's some suspension of belief or whatever. I don't know, but the logistics of not finishing where my cum would naturally go sometimes takes me out of it. But when I hear that, it usually pushes me over the edge. I feel myself kind of slow down as that wave hits me. My feet, my knees, my thighs, my butt, my body tenses up as I push into her as deep as I can. I can feel her ass pushing against me as I unload inside her. Twice, three times I finish moving deep long strokes. I feel my cock twitch inside her. She giggles. Just, give me a second, I say as I'm trying to kind of orientate myself. Sex, that good sex, is this high. It's like this coming to afterward. You orientate yourself to your surroundings again. Look at the beautiful woman you're inside of still. Appreciate it. I bend over. Kiss her back. Squeeze her tit. I feel myself slide out of her, and recognize how slowly it happens, appreciating how deep inside her I was and where I left my cum. I bend over one more time, moving her hair and kiss her neck. We should, get dressed. It's like my animal brain hasn't totally left and my rational brain hasn't totally come back. She laughs. It's a cute laugh. And a genuine one. She had fun. That makes me feel good. Knowing she feels good. Fuck, that was good. I give her that look like, I know right? Look at us. Yes is really all I can say as I look at her again. This time, sort of differently. Like she felt right on so many levels. I took in her face. What we had just done. Yes. I think about what I just left inside her. Her hair is messy, I kind of feel guilty because I think I ripped her shirt but it just buttoned weird. We're both spent, and it looks like it. I get chills when I pick my boxers up and the head of my dick gives me chills as it slides against the fabric. She just takes her bra off and this makes me laugh for some reason. I guess I could have done that for you, she gives me this sort of serious look. No, that was great, just as it was, my penis likes you. Maybe I do too, I think. But my penis stuff does. I notice her hands slide between her legs briefly and wonder if she's feeling for my cum. I walk her home, get her number, and, yes, it sort of was a semi, albeit 30, fairy tale start to several years. Hi, this is my first go at this. Enjoyed it? I hope so. I'm really not sure how it turned out. Yes, I got turned on writing it. But I jerk off to this probably close to once a week. So, that's not the best standard. Let me know if you liked it, what you didn't like, and what I can do better. Every story I'm going to tell on this account is going to be true. I can't write about all the sex I've had because, besides drinking a lot, I really only remember those times. You know what I mean, lol. Those times you still get off to, however many years later. That shit with the heightened sense, blood pumping, smells, sights, sounds, everything is so vivid. I walked her home and we ended up being together quite a while. I have a lot of other exhibition stories I'll share too, from several different partners. No, no condom was used. She texted me the next day to tell me she got Plan B. Which obviously made me think I need to stop doing that, with the complete realization how unlikely it was for me to actually stop as long as she says those three magic words. There's actually a story where that does get me in trouble, with a weird ending. I also had the luxury of checking back a few times with her for as much detail as I could. So, this is pretty accurate for what it's worth.